Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Carlin Betcha, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is 6 Lessons in Seduction Taught by One of the Most Loved Ladies' Men. Women loved Benjamin Franklin. Here's why. I have always had a crush on Dr. Franklin. Maybe it's his big brain, sexy bifocals, or that he was not afraid to fly a kite in a thunderstorm. Or maybe it's his witty love advice, pithy, sardonic, and always enduring. I am not the only one. 18th century ladies got their petticoats in a ruffle every time he walked into a room and he had his pick of beautiful mistresses. When one of his many paramours asked why he didn't stay the night, Ben smoothly replied, "Madam, I am waiting until the nights are longer." Feel free to use that line next time a woman asks when she will see you next. Bonus points if you deliver it while wearing a dead animal on your head. Bizarre fashion taste or not, there's no doubt about it, Ben was a babe magnet. Here are some seduction lessons from this timeless charmer. Ben's seduction lesson number 1, find an older woman or a basket. As the avuncular relationship coach of his day, Ben wrote letters to his friends, advising them on how to seduce a quality woman. He even wrote listicles. In one famous listicle known as Advice to a Young Man on the Choice of a Mistress, Ben gave 8 reasons why a gentleman should find himself a ripe, old gal instead of a young mistress. Ben believed an older woman was preferable because she will take care of you when you're sick and is cleaner than a prostitute. Okay. Since nurturing and cleanliness are not age-related, that advice isn't entirely helpful. But number 5 on his love advice listicle should be heeded, Ben wrote. So that covering all above with a basket and regarding only what is below the girdle, it is impossible of 2 women to know an old from a young one. And, as in the dark, all cats are gray, the pleasure of corporal enjoyment with an old woman is at least equal. Oh, Ben, you saucy little minx. The feminist in me wants to bonk him over the head with a Gwyneth Paltrow yoni egg. His just put a bag or basket over her head advice is so misogynistic, it is downright comical. But when you take a beat, that is not what Ben is saying. He is reminding his male compatriots that beauty melts like a burning candle. You can have just as much pleasure with an unattractive woman as an attractive one, especially with the lights out. Because when women cease to be handsome, they study to be good. Benjamin Franklin. Ben's seduction lesson number 2, pursue pleasure responsibly. Ben wasn't the most faithful guy to his wife, Deborah. Okay, he was a bit of a player. But before you judge his philandering, you must remember that men in Ben's day were forced to marry for status, money, and with the sole purpose of fathering a heir. This was before the Romantics swept in with their quixotic notion of marrying for love. That's not to say that husbands and wives did not marry lovers or grow to love each other. It just wasn't typically the impetus to get married. So many unfortunate men got stuck with a wife whose only redeeming quality was an inheritance and a healthy pair of ovaries. And obviously some of the ladies were pretty miserable too. There was only one way around this love-marriage conundrum. Lots of affairs. Thus, Franklin became a big proponent of free love. He belonged to a little boys' club called the Hellfire Club, where, let's just say, there was a lot of wenching. Hookups. Ben's advice to men with violent natural inclinations, horniness, was to take an older mistress, see above, and not visit a prostitute. Considering that syphilis can turn your brain into a chewed-up sponge, this is sage advice. Today, having extramarital affairs is frowned upon because you, hopefully, didn't choose your partner based on her bank account or birthing hips. But you are allowed to be like Ben, an incorrigible flirt. To Ben, making the best of a dour situation was the key to happiness, and he seduced everyone with his contagious joie de vivre. Ben brought the party to the party. Every woman wants to be around the guy who makes her laugh. Humor is the secret sauce to any love fest. Where there's marriage without love, there will be love without marriage. Benjamin Franklin. Ben's seduction lesson number 3. Find your tribe. The lack of civility we see in today's politics is nothing new. Ben noticed people were trolling each other way before social media. I am looking at you, John Adams. Ben got burnt by a few friends in his earlier years, so he decided he would tighten up his inner circle with only quality people. One of his most quotable quips is, "He that lies down with dogs shall rise up with fleas." His solution was to establish the Junto Club, a club for mutual friends to get together, drink ale, and discuss philosophy, morals, and politics. According to Ben, this circle of like-minded thinkers formed with a sincere spirit of inquiry after truth, without fondness for dispute or desire of victory. In romance, many of Ben's affairs were of the flirtatious tête-à-tête variety and never consummated. He was a master of what the French call amitié amoureuse, amorous friendship. Overall, he was selective about the women he bedded and only chose his intellectual equals. Today, we have meetups and online groups to find our tribe, but many people don't utilize these tools and waste too much time mindlessly swiping left or right on a dating app. A better solution is to steal a page from Ben's playbook and socialize with people who share your interests. It won't necessarily make you more compatible with someone, but it is a better starting point to find quality people. Pardoning the bad is injuring the good. Benjamin Franklin. Ben's seduction lesson number 4. Kindness is hot. Ben was determined to live a moralistic life, so he devised a blueprint called 13 Virtues. Ben believed, use no hurtful deceit and wrong none by doing injuries. At the start of every day, Ben asked himself, what good can I do today? And at the end of the day, he asked himself, what good did I do today? He had his share of missteps, but he always held himself accountable. If Ben was alive today, he wouldn't just give money to the poor. He would fund education for the poor. And there is something undeniably sexy about a man who wants to leave the world in a better place than he left it. I think the best way of doing good to the poor is not making them easy in poverty, but leading or driving them out of it. Benjamin Franklin. Ben's seduction lesson number 5. Stay curious. Ben's most desirable trait was his sharp mind. When he was 16, he became a vegetarian when not eating meat would have been considered freakish. It wasn't because he opposed eating animals. He just wanted to save his coppers for books. Due to his limited economics, Ben could afford only 2 years of formal education, but he still became an inexhaustible polymath and exercised his mind every single day. And this was at a time when books were prohibitively expensive. Ben, as always, found a way around this obstacle. With the Junto Club's help, he started a library where each member would bring a book and borrow a book. This book exchange grew and grew until it became the Library Company of Philadelphia. He also understood a seduction tip that some men miss. He learned to write well. Ben first improved his poetry but got frustrated and moved to prose. Having writing skills will take you far in the flirtation game. The reason is simple. Most of the wittiest banter today happens over text. Ben understood that all seduction begins in the mind, so if you want to stand out, you must become adept at verbal gymnastics. If a man empties his purse into his head, no man can take it from him. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. Benjamin Franklin. Ben's seduction lesson number 6. Be humble but dignified. As the son of a candlemaker, Ben was proud of his humble origins and even signed his name, B. Franklin, Printer. This lack of hubris comes through in his autobiography. He described his station in life as, having emerged from the poverty and obscurity in which I was bred to a state of affluence and some degree of reputation in the world. Now, that is an understatement. Ben's reputation was the talk of Europe, and he became the leading trendsetter in aristocratic circles. When he visited Paris, much of fashionable society dressed in flamboyant frills, lace, and powdered wigs. Ben was having none of that. He arrived in his homespun garments, wearing his trademark beaver hat. Soon all the court copied his unassuming style, and his likeness appeared on medallions, rings, watches, and snuff boxes. Fashionable ladies even adopted the coiffure à la Franklin, in imitation of the fur cap he wore instead of a wig. Ben simply didn't care about the materialistic trapping that signified status, but he was not practicing this rugged individualism to be a contrarian. He practiced individualism because he believed in protecting the rights of individuals, rich and poor. Ambition has its disappointments to sour us, but never the good fortune to satisfy us. Benjamin Franklin. Ben famously said, "Search others for their virtues, thyself for thy vices." At one point, he even kept a ledger with his sins on one side and how he remedied those sins on the other. Can you imagine doing that in relationships? I could fill up a few sin journals. Ben knew that to understand the good in the world, we have to first understand the bad in ourselves. And that kind of self-awareness will not only seduce a woman, it will also keep her. There are 3 things extremely hard: steel, a diamond, and to know oneself. Benjamin Franklin. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.